A new book about Osama bin Laden has sparked a legal battle in Switzerland. Swiss resident Yeslam bin Laden, a half-brother of the terrorist, is fighting to keep the book out of the hands of readers in his adopted homeland. But as NPR's Nick Spicer reports, his efforts seem to be backfiring.
For years, Yeslam bin Laden was just another multimillionaire living in discreet luxury in Switzerland. Then his half-brother became the world's most wanted man. After September the 11th, Yeslam's tranquility was further disrupted when two intelligence experts from France wrote a book called Bin Laden, The Hidden Truth. It contains only a few passages on Yeslam, describing how he runs a complex offshore financial empire. The book suggests the complexity of that empire helped hide the terrorist activities of his notorious sibling. That so angered Yeslam that he's suing the book's publishers and two authors for about $24 million. One of the writers, Guillaume Dasquier, denies calling Yeslam a terrorist.
No, we never say that on him. I guess he's afraid about the truth.
Yeslam bin Laden also had a Geneva court issue an emergency injunction to ban distribution of the book. But the legal move hasn't worked very well. The ban covers only the delivery of the book to bookshops, not its sale. At Stauffacher's bookstore in the Swiss capital Bern, there are stacks of Bin Laden, The Hidden Truth, right by the cash register. The book's German-language publisher rushed shipment to shops before the ban went into effect. Stauffacher's store manager, Anne Brechbühl, explains.
Well, the German representative of the publishers found the book in France and realized it was hot. So made sure it got translated double-quick and that we got a load of the books into the shops before any court orders or anything were issued.
Brechbühl says the book is her best-selling non-fiction work, and she had this to say about Yeslam bin Laden.
I mean, he tried to keep it all quiet, and just by prosecuting and all the media attention it's received now, it's just done quite the opposite. Yes, everybody wants the thing.
It's hard to find the book in Switzerland's French-language bookstores, but its co-author, Dasquier, says the scandal has sent readers onto the internet to order copies from online booksellers based in other countries. He's appealing the book ban later this month, and he says he'll use the court appearance to make more revelations about legal problems Yeslam himself may have had.
It will be very funny. We decide to collect all the evidence we have, and today we have some evidence about some money laundering investigation from some law enforcement services in Europe. And we are going to give that at the trial.
Dasquier thinks this is exactly what Swiss authorities don't want to hear. He says the weight of Switzerland's banking industry has made the Swiss too quick to protect privacy. But he says that's probably why Yeslam lives here. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Bern.